Hello.
Bonjour. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. That's French for nice pussy.
Je m'appelle Maurice. I am a gay French clown.
Did you? That Jerry Lewis movie. He plays the gay clown.
Yeah,
the gay
clown. Day of the laughter,
that molests the children in Auschwitz.
To save them from the Holocaust.
What a fucking idiot. You know what's so funny about that movie is, like, that's totally the movie that I would write if I had the undeserved career that Jerry Lewis had in the fuck. He just attached himself to Dean Martin and pretended to be retarded.
Yeah.
That was his character.
I have too many chromosomes.
I'm retarded, yeah. And then he tried to make a fucking Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had to hide it from the world. It was more of a tightly kept secret than the Holocaust itself. Is that Jerry Lewis movie?
What was it called?
It's
the Clown.
The Day the Laughter
years.
Died.
Apparently
it's unwatchable.
The Library of Congress is releasing it.
How dare he take the title of the best comedy album ever recorded?
Yeah.
Like 6 million people died. Can't
No, it's
wrong,
The Day the Laughter Cried.
Is it The Day the Laughter right. Cried?
Yeah.
Jake had a good one. By the way, Jake Flores in the cut.
Jake Flores, which, interestingly enough, one of the original Cum Boys.
Yeah, what happened?
A lot of people don't know this, but the original Cum Boys was me, Jake Flores, and Blake Midget.
Oh
yeah,
and then Adam and Stav got added on when I stopped, wanting to go to Williamsburg to hang out. So we rewrote it was the reboot.
They really missed out on this Patreon shit.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah, they don't let you. There's no new accounts allowed now. No one else is allowed to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Honestly, if Blake converted the amount of money he makes in free cocaine from people to actual cash value, he's making like $87 million. A month.
But come on.
Doesn't Blake fuck too?
Is he back in Texas or is he in New York?
No, he lives here.
Yeah.
His dog moved to Texas. That's
his
sad.
Dog moved to Texas?
Yeah, it did.
What
it did.
The fuck?
His dog was living in Texas for like 2 years.
Wait.
And he's like, I'm finally getting my dog back, man. It's like, stop pretending like you give a shit about that dog.
Yeah.
He's got like deadbeat dad shit going on. Yeah. This dog.
Yeah.
Who's got his dog?
I don't know. Somebody took his dog.
Yeah. He's wearing a wife beater and smoking a spliff.
Yeah.
He's like, one of these days I'm going to get to see my dog again.
Yeah, yeah, right. I love that dog. That fucking, I remember I used to go over to his apartment and the dog would just be eating its own shit in the corner. And he'd be like, Yossarian, no.
Yeah.
Like, Yossarian, stop it.
I bought a DVD. I've been teaching it all these combat tactics.
Well, Joe Stats used to have that dog training DVD. You remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he would show people.
Those guys thought
Joe would offer to, like, break people's dogs for them.
What a fucking psychopath.
Yeah. We'd be, like, sitting out on the porch smoking cigarettes. This dog would, like, lick someone's beard. He'd be like, hold on, watch this, and just choke slam it. Like, what the fuck? No, you're supposed to do that.
Right.
How they know that you're dominant.
Right.
Well, yeah, you kill your dog, it's going to know that you beat it in a fight.
Hold on, this is what you do. It takes out a gun and just shoots the dog in the thigh.
That's how you teach
You have
it.
To put a little bit of your cum in her food so she knows your scent.
That's how you become a dominant alpha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been doing to Adam this
Yeah,
whole
I learned
time.
How to train dogs from the movie Red Dragon.
He was tattooing himself in his office and shit.
Yeah, remember that? There was that day where he had me remove his stitches.
Yeah,
he didn't want to go back to the hostel.
Who
get his
talking about?
My old room. We both lived with him. Joe Stats.
So you guys go back to Austin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the listeners, Jake and Nick.
Yeah.
Are Austin boys.
Yeah. So, Joe didn't want to go back to the hospital to have his stitches taken out. So he just had me do it in his office.
With like a scissor?
Why you of all people? You were the most trustworthy.
I was his roommate.
Bunch.
Yeah, actually. Kind of.
He was just walking around.
Wait, 23-year-old drunk as hell you was the most responsible one?
I don't think he'd let me do it drunk, but yeah.
I think you were drunk. You're probably dressed like Joseph Mengele or something.
Yeah.
You look like you have the most medical
I did. I think there was a picture. I wore like a painter's mask, and then I made like a one of those doctor's things for your head with like the reflective.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
I think it's a reflect light. Because they didn't have lights. Yeah.
They didn't have like a headlamp?
No, they didn't.
It's actually, if you spin it, it's for mind control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the guy did in the doctor in the Phantom Tollbooth?
I don't know.
Is that a book?
It's a book that was also a movie.
The doldrums are in it.
Yeah, something. So there's a dog that's got a clock in his stomach. There's a boy.
It's kind of like a
Milo. It's about Milo Yiannopoulos.
It's about Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, it's what's going on in his head.
Did you hear he came out and was like, I think it's actually perfectly normal and not pedophilia to have a relationship between an older man and a 13-year-old boy.
What?
Yeah. He's like, especially in the homosexual community.
What?
There are very important, beautiful relationships that could be founded that, yes, do board on sexual. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. He was like, first of all,
sounds hot.
Pedophilia is
look, this plant's getting his dick hard.
Yeah. Pedophilia is defined.
Are those marshmallows? Is that where marshmallows come from?
It's mushrooms. This is hilarious. Usually, Adam's the one who's distracted by.
I don't know. He's doing this incredibly inaccurate Milo impression.
I like how Milo sounds like C-3PO. That's pretty cool.
Hold on. Is he into fucking boys?
Though?
We're kind of bearing the lead.
Is that pedophilia? Is
C-3PO called C-3-year-olds? No,
fuck. Ah, he beat me to it. I was gonna say CP3PO.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I was gonna go suck 3-year-olds.
No, those are all good. Those are all good options.
Go
anyway,
on.
His argument
Adam.
Is that pedophilia is actually attraction to a child that doesn't have sexual function. So at 13, once you have sexual function, that's not actually.
So it's
pedophilia.
A phoebophilia.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like...
Feve?
It's making fun of people who know the distinction between ephebophilia and pedophilia is like a big joke online, but you have to know the difference to make the joke.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? A
well,
feba?
It's actually technically referred to as Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. That's what Travolta has.
Yeah. He's got a real bad case of it.
Yeah, he just tries to jack off those massage therapists.
Yeah. It's when you can only fuck kids when it's not a school night. That's what ephebophilia is.
I'm fucking kids over here.
Yeah. No, ephebophilia is like what would be considered normal up until like 1920.
Which is to fuck teenagers.
Which is, you're like a 30-year-old man that's marrying a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, that's normal.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the prime, dude.
Jerry Lee Lewis did it. He married his 14-year-old cousin.
Cousin, yeah.
Is he...
Great Balls of Fire.
No, he's the same guy as Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah, he did funny faces. Mm-hmm.
Everyone used to fuck children, dude. Back in the day, like the hottest woman was just like the first one to get tits, I guess.
Yeah, dude.
Kings would just fuck.
What we talked about in the other episode is Julie Garland being molested by those munchkins.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that in 1939.
Would you like to be jerked off by a midget, Jake?
Blake Midget.
Yeah, by Blake Midget. Yeah.
So you're saying if I do this, I get my dog back?
Yeah. And the best part is when you tell him, I don't know where your dog is.
Yeah. my argument is that it would probably make your dick look big as hell.
Yeah.
You know, because he got little hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you don't have a small dick, then what's the benefit of that?
Just that for everyone, you know, everyone's probably here has got a nice size dick that we don't have to dwell on and ask specifics, but... Mm-hmm.
People always say that, like, oh, it makes my dick look huge. No, it makes your dick look like it's fucking a child. Yeah. It's just a small hand on a dick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you for...
But just imagine it's a regular person's hand and your dick is the size of, like, a baseball bat. Wouldn't that be cool?
I don't know. Then you're just a giant person.
Well, then in that case,
human.
Why wouldn't you just? Why wouldn't
it's
you just skip the hands and stick your dick next to their dick?
Now we're talking.
If you're worried about the size of your dick, why don't you just pair up with a guy with a really small dick?
I think we're actually onto something.
Is that a fetish in the gay community? Like a guy with a huge dick?
Here's the answer to your question, and this is outside of the context of this. If the question is that a fetish in the gay community? The answer is almost always yes.
Yeah. Probably. You think they rub dicks? One guy with a big ass dick rubs his dick against the little guy?
Yeah, it's called frotting.
No, frauding isn't... Oh, I guess that is frauding.
Yeah.
What is it called when you you just rub up against people on the train?
That's Japanese.
That's called
pleasure.
Politeness.
That's called a New York Minute. It's called Showtime.
What if those kids pulled their dicks out midway through and they're just upside down beating off?
They catch the hat on it and shit.
The hat part is what throws me.
There was this like fucking video that was going around like a year and a half ago that was like, the NYPD is trying to crack down on this, and it was a video of Showtime, and all these people that don't live in New York were like, this is so fucked up, this is racist or whatever, and it's like, yeah, you don't live here, it's super fucking annoying.
I got kicked. I got kicked by Showtime.
They fucking demand money to all do the same dance, which isn't even dancing, it's just pull-ups.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can do like pull-ups.
Were you just mad they're stronger than you?
No, I can do pull-ups.
They're stronger than
you. I'm stronger than you. Is that why you're mad?
No, I'm not. I don't.
Is that why you're interjecting and ruining it? You need to be on my side here against the Showtime people.
I like the Showtime.
Anyhow,
guys,
if you don't fucking live here, you don't get to comment on it.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's annoying as fuck, but there's still a small part of me that looks at it and it's like, wow.
Good for those kids.
They're pretty cool.
Keeping them off the
show. They like dancing. I guarantee you could do that shit if you thought dancing was cool.
I guarantee you. Because
that's where dancing, that's where dancing goes to.
Dancing is cool. You don't think dancing's cool? The yard is cool.
Those guys have to spend $900 a month for those lessons. Holy shit. Why didn't someone monetize Showtime? You know how obnoxious that would be?
Oh, yeah. Like the Showtime.
There's some Williamsburg guy that like fucking turned Showtime classic. He like got old subway cars and installed
that
them in
awesome.
Old black churches all around Bed-Stuy. He bought out the churches from under them, kicked everyone out.
And this is a very New York regional subject we're talking about right now.
Yeah,
they should just start a restaurant called Showtime Pizza where the robots do it for you.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's chill.
Problem solved, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it because there are three elements of the Showtime to me.
Mm-hmm.
One is the pole work. Mm-hmm. The second is like the stationary break dancing.
Yes.
And then the third is like doing hat flipping tricks.
Yeah, and shoes sometimes.
Is it shoes also?
Yeah. It'd be great if there was a guy that could make his like pants fall down but then come back up without touching them.
Whoa. Yeah. That'd be incredible.
The slide whistle. Yeah, yeah, slide whistle. Yeah,
I would empty out my
describing
wallet.
A clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe they could all get in like a one car, a little ass car, but eight of them would go in and you'd be like, how'd they do that?
And he gives you a balloon and then he leaves, you know?
On my train, dollar. On the G in the mornings on the way to work, there's a Banda guys. They're like three Mexican dudes.
G for
like,
gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes. Yes, I'm on board with that. I agree with her.
You live off the G, too.
No, I don't, dude. In fact, I take Ubers everywhere.
So you don't have to ride the G?
Yeah.
That's how scary gay train.
No, that's how impervious I am to being called gay. I've never stepped foot on that train.
Impervious to being called gay. That's your superpower, isn't it?
He's got imperviousness to being called a homosexual.
I ride the A train for has sex with girls.
I have to take the...
Excuse me.
I have to take the L to the G to the Q to the B to the T to get to work. Yeah. I suck dicks at work.
Yeah, I ride the F to the A to the G pretty much every day.
Yeah,
I ride the T to the I to the T to the T to the I to the E to the S train.
Okay, there's no T.
Yeah, you're bad.
Just ride
at this
twice. Get off and then get back.
Yeah,
on.
I'd get on those trains.
I have to ride the 9 to 11 train.
This is like the worst battle rap.
Yeah,
this is the cipher, dude. You're in the circle now.
Yeah, we move quick around here.
This is how hip hop started.
I was taking the train to Times Square on Christmas Eve to go to fucking Red Lobster.
Hell yes.
Yes, dude.
Nice. Hell motherfuck. I love everything about what you just said.
Lobster.
Remember when we did that video with Cubis where he had to eat all those shrimp?
Yeah.
We got
Wait,
invited.
Which one? We had like three of those.
Yeah. There was like, there's a guy in Austin that makes videos and he's like, we're going to take Chris Cubis to Austin, or to Red Lobster and see how many shrimp he can eat as like a video. And so we sat there and we did it.
I'm
it came
so
out
jealous,
okay.
By the way,
it came out okay. But Chris finishes eating and he eats like 112 or 120 shrimp or something. And then fucking at the end of it, like the waiter's like, "Oh, are you doing like the challenge? See how many you can eat?" And he was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, we had like a 12-year-old that did like 400 2 days ago." And Chris's numbers were just atrocious.
That's wow. Texas for you.
Remember like all the shit we did 4 years ago or 8 years ago or whatever that now. Like, now in this post-Trump world, we're all like, okay, everything I'm doing is a benefit for, you know, the cause and shit.
Yeah.
Everything, like, is so embarrassing in comparison.
Oh, yeah, everything I do now is a benefit for the cause.
Yeah.
Right, definitely.
This podcast is a benefit.
Yeah. We don't see a dime.
Yeah. This is all good.
All the money goes to some woman with huge breasts that are filled with cancer.
I thought you were going to say candy.
Yeah. We found the woman with the biggest tits who has breast cancer.
But also
cancer.
Has cancer, yeah.
Yeah, because those are the most important ones to save.
It's tragic. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's from Syria. She's
save
a
the
refugee.
Titties. Yeah. I only started caring about cancer when titties got involved. Yeah.
Well, it was funny. There was like pushback against that kind of like branding of breast cancer research, and you know they're like, you don't need to sexualize women in like fighting cancer. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll just keep my $20 then. you can either have me on board on my terms.
Yeah. Dance for this fucking money, bitch.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're trying to raise money. You shouldn't really nitpick. Just
it is weird though. When bros are like, nitpick. Yo, shave titties. And it's like. My grandmother.
Yeah, it's
could
dumb,
die.
But to like the pushback against that is money.
That's
fucking
not
talks,
what the
dude.
Pushback is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You fucking idiot.
No, the pushback is that Susan G. Komen like copyrighted for the cause or for the cure.
You're talking about a completely separate
issue. Yeah, that's
issue.
A different pushback.
Yeah, that's true.
Susan G. Komen sucks my dick. Yeah. Don't they only do like 7, like 8% or whatever?
And they don't take
money.
Before pictures.
Yeah.
That's exactly. The big complaint about Susan G. Komen. Is you see all this like pink stuff and you think that they're, you know, taking a bunch of before pictures of the breasts and that's why you donate to them.
Not a chance.
But they're not. Yeah. Most of that money goes to women who have small breasts. Instead of the ones who just
Come on.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, fuck.
Jake, you
Damn.
Were saying
so,
something.
Yeah, you were going to Red Lobster on Christmas?
Oh, I got a good burn on those kids. They started dancing, and everyone was like not having it because it was Christmas Eve. So it was like, hey, it's not showtime, it's Christmas time.
You fucking orphans that don't have family to go to on Christmas? Right.
I had to yell at a kid for like a second.
You homeless queer youth. Yeah. You stupid ass.
It ain't showtime, it's blow time. Make them blow you.
Drop
this poor
pants.
Peter it's Pan Lost Boys.
I ain't taking it out for air, Cinderella. What did you have at Red Lobster for Christmas?
Well, a bunch of bullshit. Like, I don't really remember. Yeah. It's all
you got
pretty
the
much
cheesy biscuits, so.
I got it. Yeah, I mean, you can't just get the cheesy biscuits. They kind of won't let you, but I think I got some lobster. I mean, it was garbage. It was like $25 an entree for like a fucking just above fast food meal.
Yeah.
Remember that night Juliana Fry was all drunk? And she was like, does anyone want Whataburger? I'm going to get honey. Like, I'm going to get honey. And she spent like $78
Jesus
in water.
Jesus Christ.
While drunk. I'm going to do a Whataburger run real quick.
Yeah, that wasn't that uncommon.
Yeah, when she worked at like a diner, so that was like her paycheck for the whole week.
$2 an hour.
Is Whataburger good? I've never had it.
It's okay.
It's Texas, right?
It's just McDonald's?
Yeah, it's better than McDonald's.
It's good, but the fucking hype about it is the same as the local fast food in any place, which is just a bunch of drunk people who like don't like sports, so they have that instead.
Right.
It's fucking way better than that shit they have in Tucson or whatever.
Right.
Fucking
it's diabetic
burger.
Sports.
Whataburger's on par with Wendy's, I'd say.
Okay. Wendy's is good.
You know what's funny is the experience of going to get fast food in New York City. Which is fast food in New York City is a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
It's not a fast. It's not a restaurant.
Yeah.
I went to the Boston Market.
Hell yeah, dude!
In Chelsea. Yeah. Holy shit, dude!
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, we like weren't allowed to have Boston Market because it was like too nice.
Yeah.
It was like what like rich people
we're
ate.
Rogers Roasters family. We don't go to Boston Market.
Yeah. No, I went in. And I just said they'll fucking leave. I couldn't even bear ordering anything. There was a McDonald's in Hell's Kitchen where there's like a methadone clinic right by there.
That's the one. No, that's the Penn Station McDonald's.
The one where the junkies murdered each other.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
There was that guy, that journalist, that like lived there for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
in the
right
McDonald's?
Next to a methadone clinic, yeah, and there's like murders and shit that happen.
Someone Jesus
just
Christ!
Shut down that whole McDonald's.
Didn't you have some kind of story about a gay McDonald's and
in DuPont Circle?
Yeah, dude.
What happened?
Nick was blackout. So me and Nick and Jamel, we were all drinking beers all night. It was like 2-3 a.m. We went to the gay McDonald's. And
DuPont,
we got there.
Right?
We were like stoned as fuck, drunk. And it's just like all the gay clubs just let out, and it was after hours at McDonald's, and Nick walked in on a guy sucking another guy off. Really, in the bathroom? In the bathroom. And then he came, and then he came out, and he's like, "Dude, okay, I could pee there because there's a guy sucking."
I got scared.
like gay guy spooked you.
His face was white, literally. To just see this man getting his penis.
I'm jealous. Did you go check it out?
And then I was like, "Yeah, we should Yelp that, dude. We should definitely Yelp that."
Did you go in and look after him?
No. I mean, but I, you know, wanted to make sure that there were, you know, everything was okay in there.
Did I tell? I mean, I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast before, but in terms of hilarious. Getting your dick sucked in public restroom stories. In my the high school I went to after I graduated, some girl was getting gangbanged in the public, in like the school bathroom, and some kid was taking a piss. Had nothing to do with the gangbang, and he heard what was going on. As soon as he pissed, he just went in and got his dick sucked. he was just on a break where he just had to piss from like algebra class, and he's like, "All right, fuck it." And he just like hopped into the gangbang.
That's hilarious.
It is so good.
One day, me and my friend Brad, who I went to high school with, who's Mormon. We went to see the movie Head of State with Chris Rock after school.
Yeah.
And there was this Hell guy yeah. sitting in the row in front of us, and he was just going, "On," and then the N-word. And he's like, "On," and he kept saying it. N-word. And then my friend Brad like was like looking really confused, and we were like giggling. We didn't know what was going on. And then all of a sudden, like a woman's head comes out of his crotch. And Hell he was yeah. just getting his dick sucked.
Getting by. Head of state.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I remember I was in, I forget what movie I went to see, but during the trailer, you know how they have those like two captain's chairs for like handicapped people?
Yeah, hell yeah. Middle?
So I was in one of them with my friend, and then in the other one, like halfway on the other side of the seat, are this like butch dyke sits down, like, you know, flannel, you know. And fucking, there was trailers for movies going on, and the trailer for, she's like already talking. She's like brown bagging something too, so she's fucking trashed. And, the trailer for Kung Pao Enter the Fist comes on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hilarious. This fucking lesbian is laughing her ass off.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You see that motherfucking cow? He's fine. And they just almost immediately, and Usher's like, "You gotta fucking go." And she got kicked out during trailers for fucking making too much noise during the Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Man, that's impressive. Dude. I've never seen Usher actually do anything.
Yeah, no, that's the only time I've ever seen anyone get kicked out of the theater. But they were like, you know, it was like Max Cady and fucking, you know, Cape Fear.
Yeah, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Just laughing at Kung Pao.
You know what's cool about business expenses is because I said just that, I can expense buying
just
that
buy
movie.
Cape Fear?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to say Kung Pao.
No, I mentioned every movie.
I can buy that one too.
I mentioned every movie I buy just so it's technically
right.
A business
expense. Yeah. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like what we else? Said The Sound of Music, so I bought The Sound of Music.
Yeah, what else though? Oh, yeah, Predator. I mentioned that one. I want to buy that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are some good flicks I need to see, boys?
Yeah, I need to do research to figure out what it feels like to get a haircut. So now that's a business expense.
Yeah.
I'll review
I need to get
haircuts.
A $10 blowjob.
Yeah.
Adam, you could write off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam literally got jerked off by a fucking...
it's crazy.
First tier operator.
I've made the case before, but it's pretty fucked up that you can't write off illegal expenses,
like drugs.
You can't write off cocaine, even if you do a bunch of cocaine.
We've got work. Yeah, we did it for work.
We did it for work a couple.
It's
times.
Fucking absolutely insane that you can't write it off as a business expense. If they can catch Al Capone for if illegal income is taxable. Then fucking illegal expenditures should be taxable or tax negatiable.
That only makes sense.
Make sense. Yeah, I should be in charge of the law offices, the tax department.
You literally probably could.
Yeah.
You could probably sneak your way in.
I could fucking make that case.
It was the IRS that took down Capone.
Yeah, it was, dude. They had to fucking get him because he didn't keep books on all his fucking illegal incomes.
Is that really what it was?
Yeah, he didn't launder his money properly.
You should watch The Untouchables.
Yeah. Well, they had to get him on something because they couldn't get evidence on anything else. You know, and they can't rely on local police departments because he fucking owned everything in Chicago. Right.
The G-Men got him that way.
Yeah.
My man had syphilis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've been
crazy?
Talking about wanting to watch The Untouchables again. Me and Adam are watching The Untouchables after this.
Uh-oh. I've been on a Brian De Palma
By the way, The Untouchables is also the name of Stav's dick and balls.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Take
good.
It back.
Yeah.
The Unseeables
that's
by Stav.
That's their name.
They can't see ables.
Fuck.
They can't findables. It's so funny when fucking dudes call their girl the N-word. Like,
yeah.
Such a masculine.
Yeah, that guy getting his dick sucked and dropping N-bombs is hilarious. Are you sure it wasn't a man sucking his dick?
I had this roommate who, like, I live in, like, a fucking dumb, like,
the best part is that story is actually it was a Chinese guy in the story.
Oh, Nico.
Chinese guy getting sucked off by a Dominican woman. There's no black people involved whatsoever.
I live in, like, a fucking apartment with really, you know, thin walls, and you just hear everyone. Hears each other all the time. Shit. The guy who lived in the room next to me used to just get home like blackout drunk in the middle of the night, and like, you know, just trying to sleep, and he'd just be up like having these. He was a wigger from like Shelter Island, like a super rich, weird, like Justin Bieber-y bowler hat guy, would just be like having these intense conversations where he's just calling his girlfriend the N-word like all night, a little bit like not like. Aggressively, like as a slur, it was like he's talking to her. Like it sounded like the skit from like a rap album, but just all fucking night.
Right. Oh,
and then to cap it all off, he would get into a fit of rage and play the saxophone. This is what's obnoxious fucking roommate.
That guy sounds fake as shit.
Do you remember?
Remember that guy, that gay guy that came, moved into Sandstone. that had that beard. That he's like, this is my girlfriend, Brett.
Oh my god, yeah. Brett.
Yeah, that guy.
The woman's name was Brett.
There's a woman named Brett, but it was clearly a beard.
Wasn't there
but
that
he lived.
Comedian?
He lived right above the office, and we would just hear him fucking all the time. And I remember it was like Joe was like, "Well, I guess he's not gay, dude. He's fucking that girl pretty hard." And it's like, no, he has to fuck her that hard to come.
Yeah.
If he's pretending,
well,
of course,
he was getting pegged.
Yeah.
That's why he was just, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Use the extra large one.
Yeah.
He's just got a wall of different.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember
gauges and dildos?
It's a bandolier.
Like drill bits.
She puts a sock and bopper in his ass and then blows it up.
One time when I was living in Bushwick at John F. O'Donnell's place.
This is a fake story he's about to tell, by the way.
No, the three of us.
Fake news, bitch.
No, me, Jake, and Nick were playing Catan, and I'm
a piece of shit. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, fuck.
Tell your story. Nick is a piece of shit. No.
Wait. I remember that.
Playing Catan.
It's not fake news. I was there.
Yeah. We had that. Sucklers. I had this roommate that used to cheat on his girlfriend, but most of the cheating included tickling girls.
Yeah.
What?
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the three of us were like playing Catan in the living room, and there would just be these shrieks of laughter coming out of the room. And it turned out, he cheated. I guess the girl came up, like his girlfriend came over three nights a week, and the other four nights a week he had a different girl over. I mean, he was very professional about cheating.
Was he sexy?
He was like a pretty big dude, big black
muscular,
dude, but,
muscular black man.
Yeah,
let's just say he filled Adam out. You know.
He was tickling bitches.
That shit was it's like if you think about it, like. The control of of an orgasm, what that lasts like 5 seconds.
That just reminds me of, you ever see that bullshit Josh Hartnett movie,
40 days and 40 nights,
oh, where
yeah, no,
where he blows that feather across that bitch's stomach comes from the feather.
Yeah. Oh, no,
and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to be in love with that
You know
girl.
How fucking how hard it is for most women to come, and this bitch comes from a feather? She was probably molested. And then I know that's like a weird way to go with that, but I feel like those people come early.
She was molested by a poultry farmer is what happened.
Right.
So any kind of feather.
She was molested by that bird woman at Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese's girlfriend. Whoever was in that costume.
Yeah, how many like sex scenes in movies from like the past before, I don't know, just like I guess before porn was prevalent enough.
Yeah.
A lot of shit seems like it was written by people that have never had sex.
Oh yeah. This is what I love. All the Michael Douglas sex scenes are always him just like about to bite or be bitten by some fucking anorexic woman.
Yeah,
they're always like Marv Albert. Just sucking air through their teeth at each other. you know, like throwing their hair around. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Nobody fucks like that.
What about the sumo just fight,
always, you have to clear off every surface in your apartment.
Yeah. Who's gonna clean that up?
I used to think that was just a prerequisite to fucking.
Yeah, was throw everything off your desk.
Yeah, cleaning out a desk.
Destroy your own
tables, kitchen.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I used to passionately making out with a woman and clearing out a tabletop.
Yeah, she's like grabbing your necktie, doing weird shit with your necktie, kissing your shirt so it leaves a mark on your shirt.
That shit was fucking dumb. Does anybody have good fuck scenes? Who's got a nice fuck scene?
The scene in that
pornography.
Where Chloe Savini sucks that guy's dick.
That was so awesome. That's so funny that you mentioned that. I literally was thinking about the last one we recorded.
Yeah.
It's like, how... God bless that man, dude. Yeah. For just, like, getting his dick... What's his name? Brown Bunny? What was the fucking guy's name?
Vincent Gallo?
Yeah, Vince Gallo. He just, like, I think I actually... My carrier has to get his dick sucked. Like, okay, cool. He's like... Yeah, but it's going to have to be on camera. My dick has to literally get sucked. And
apparently,
like,
they say it's a prosthetic that he used.
What?
Yeah, because that dick was pretty huge in
that's
that
a good dick.
Wait, you know what happens right after the blowjob in that movie?
What?
He finds out.
He comes out of his penis from the blowjob?
Girl that sucked
you said
dick.
Right after. I'm answering the question.
What does he find out?
Chloe Sevigny was a ghost.
That's a cool way to say
and
it.
And then
Yeah.
Chloe Sevigny?
Savini?
Yeah. How do you say it?
Chloe Savini?
No, it's not.
I said it right the first time, and now you've infected my brain with your weird...
Yeah, you've been saying things weird and gay all day.
Yeah.
I say things gay. That's just how I am.
Anyway, she's a ghost?
He finds out she's a ghost, and then the movie ends.
I literally beat off to that, because I thought
it
was cool.
Bunny
I thought that she was literally sucking dick, and it was cool. That an actress was sucking
dick.
It's kind of weirder that she was sucking a fake dick.
Well, someone asked Vincent Gallo about it, and he got super mad. Like, it was like a rumor, and then they asked him about it, and he got furious. So now, because he got mad, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I guess it wasn't.
Oh, so he got mad because they thought it wasn't his dick wasn't big enough, his real dick wasn't big enough?
I guess he's sort of, by getting mad, it was like a tell that it maybe wasn't actually his dick. But that guy's got a stupid voice. Have you ever heard him speak before?
No, he sounds like Emo Phillips.
Yeah,
the only like really shit. The only part of his movies I've ever
he talks like this.
Now he talks like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Literally the only part of his acting I've ever seen is him
New
getting
York
his dick
accent,
sucked.
And it's high.
Really?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
So he sounds like you? This sounds like you're doing an Adam impression.
No, shut up, dude. I'm not even from New
Whoa,
York.
Whoa, he talks like that? That's really gay.
That's how he talks?
Like this?
Oh, my God.
That's
Whoa.
Spot on. Right.
That's terrible.
That's an amazing impression of both you and him. I don't know how you do that so well.
Wait. Anyway, do you have anything else to talk about, Adam?
No, that's
it. Are you going to just do that voice the whole time? Just talk in your normal voice, man.
Oh, man. He's really method on this impression of Vincent Friedland.
Anyway, I definitely did beat off to that. Chloe Savini, what's up? I'd fuck. I'd smash.
Don't you mean Chloe Sauvignon?
Sauvignon.
Seven Dust.
Yeah.
Vincent the guy, yellow.
Dude, I used to know this guy. I used to work with this guy that was really into Avenged Sevenfold and had Avenged Sevenfold tattoos.
I love them, actually.
He had Avenged Sevenfold tattoos. He's like, yeah, this is the skull bat. Basically, what it represents, I was like, stop. He's like, well, no, it represents stop. I don't want to even hear what you think a skull bat represents. What kind of symbolism a fucking skull with bat wings on it? What kind of close reading of a flying bat skull could be in your fucking idiotic mind?
You ever watch all those like Bam Margera post Jackass shows?
Yeah. We put a fucking alligator in April's bed. Now she's gonna shit her fucking pussy off.
A bear's gonna rape my mother.
Yo, we took a shit in Don Vito's fucking mouth while he was asleep.
Wait, Don Vito raped kids?
Yeah, they're all free pedophiles. Don Vito or R.I.P.
No,
I think.
Dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead and a pedophile.
Yeah, you're watching Bam fucking pranks his fucking parents. Hey, this is Bam Margera. I'm 37 years old.
Well, they all had tattoos of this thing called a heartogram.
Yeah, it's from the band Him.
Yeah, and like he got rich when he was like 17, so he just has like tattoos of that.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with this band, and I do pranks on my parents, like taking a shit in April's mouth while she's asleep.
I'm gonna fuck my mom.
Yo, we covered my turds in flour, and we're gonna fucking throw them at my mom.
It's a really good, it's a treasure trove of mid-Atlantic accent, because they're all from Westchester, PA. Yeah, yeah. So they all talk like shit.
How did he get rich? They did CKY.
CKY, yeah. Well, CKY and fucking Knoxville and Steve-O teamed up, and that's what created Jackass.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, because Knoxville wrote for, what was it? That was a Big Brother?
No, really?
Not, I don't know. Some magazine, some skateboard magazine.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Spike Jones was involved.
Trans World.
Nah, it wasn't Trans World.
No, it was
It was a different skateboard magazine, but he did a piece, and then Steve-O was just a rodeo clown. I forget how he got roped into it.
Did you read that?
Have you seen his special? Have you talked about his stand-up special?
No, but I mean, I've heard from people that he approaches it the same way Mick Foley does, which is like, I'm not a comic, you know, but these are venues where I can go around.
Right,
you
know. But it's so fun. The stand-up special he has, like, he'll like do like 4 minutes, and then he'll just like smash a full beer can over his head. Like, it's like, it's pranks, it's like bits, and then in between he'll just like staple his balls or something. I mean, I think he literally staples his balls.
Funniest shit, dude.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Ben Margera's live show is, yeah, we're gonna come in an envelope, and I'm gonna mail it to April. We're gonna fucking mail it to April. A whole club is gonna watch me.
His boy died, dude. Ryan Dunn.
Yeah, dude. One of my favorite tweets after that was, it was somebody tweeted, "Hi, I'm Ryan Dunn, and this is drive into a car and kill your friend."
Well, wasn't he tweeting about how he's fucked up and gonna drive? Like, I think his last tweets are literally like,
well, and then all those Jackass guys were like hurt that they're I mean, yeah, you can be hurt, but like they got mad when people were making fun of it.
Oh yeah, there's like one of those roasts, somebody makes a joke.
Schumer, it was Schumer.
Yeah,
they just zoom in on Steve-O's face and he just looks like a dog that's about to get put down.
Yeah,
right.
What was the joke? It was like something like something about him being dead lines. Also or something like that.
That was bad. You remember when Schumer was like, that was her thing, when she was like real fucking mean and edgy?
Yeah, roast.
Yeah, she used to be inappropriate.
Dude, and she would be fine right now if she just continued down that path and didn't fucking throw people under the bus and embrace the whole like shame culture bullshit.
But she's so big now, that's part of her brand.
She didn't have to be.
Like Hillary.
It didn't fucking have to be. Fucking Tina Fey rejected that shit.
Yeah,
you know, plenty of people did.
I feel like they try Chris to Rock thrust did. It upon you if you're like a woman,
of course,
like that,
yeah,
and then you're like
course.
Tempted to like just be like, well,
there's more pressure for women to do it than there is men to be like a fucking woke person, but they're gonna fucking come for you, and they have for Amy, you know.
Yeah,
but she's fine. She's fucking doing movies.
Oh yeah,
and shit.
She'll be rich forever.
We're gonna take a dump in Amy's car.
Yeah, we're gonna make Amy say the N-word to April, and then we're gonna fucking send the tape to Leslie Jones. Hey, this is Bam Margera, 2017.
Did they like molest him or something? Why is he so mean to his parents? They seem like good parents.
Because that's the shit that's funny to fucking 12-year-olds.
Yeah,
and because when you're 12 years old and you're watching that show, you're like, Bam rules. Yeah. He put a fucking half pipe in the house.
Yeah, it is. As an 11-year-old, you're like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like a fucking 35-year-old man.
Yeah, right. Imagine.
I've heard he's like not holding up really well.
Oh, he looks
like,
horrible.
Yeah,
he's
no.
all fucking bloated.
Imagine you had a show and the premise is you live with your parents still.
Yeah, and you
and then you're trying
them.
To show everyone how cool you are. Yeah.
He's just going to end up being as fat as fucking Phil.
Right, yeah.
He's gotta say, slapping his fat father in the stomach while his
the first time you see that is fucking funny.
It's very, very funny. It's a good bit.
I don't know. I just don't think it's funny to disrespect your parents.
Same.
You know?
My children
You learn there's certain rules, you know?
Me.
There's rooms you don't go into in the house.
Right.
That's your father's Nazi memorabilia.
Well, that's where your uncle fucks kids.
Yeah.
He kind of should be mean to Don Vito.
He's the one he loved the most, though, is the fucking child molester. But just the fattest, goofiest-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, Bam had a good read on people.
He needed one of those scooters to get around.
I feel like they should reboot Firing Line with Bam Margera.
What's Firing Line?
It was like a public, you know, like, I guess not Charlie Rose, but like a panel show.
Oh, okay.
Like McLaughlin Group.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He's the moderator.
Yeah, but it was like the longest running one.
Like the Dick Cavett show?
No, that's just a talk show.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but he would
Wait,
have like
the Dick Haver show?
The Dick Haver show. you had to have a nice
I liked
comic.
It, Adam.
Did you
Dick
guys
Cavett's
see
still
that?
Alive.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's
how about
old
the,
as shit.
How about the Tranny Griffith show?
Now we're talking.
Yeah?
Now we're getting somewhere. What were you going to say, Adam?
I had a joke I wanted to do about Trans World Skateboard Magazine and Caitlyn Jenner, but... You
yeah,
know.
That's good, dude.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good, man. Yeah. That's,
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so I gave up. You know, like 30 minutes ago. It would have been
hell
good.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What happened to skateboarding? You see that video of Tony Hawk where he's like, I'm 49 years old and I'm going to land the 900 again.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just like
fuck!
20 minutes of him smashing his fucking head against the ground, and then he finally does it, and he's like, let's fucking go home.
His
like, dude, King,
what is this a fucking
the
commercial
30
for?
The 30 for 30 about Matt Hoffman.
Oh, dude,
incredible.
That shit is hilarious. And his family's like,
did we watch
please?
That
no. I watched it with my mom, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Whole she, his whole family's like, please, don't, you don't need to jump this bicycle over this ramp, you have a family to raise, you know. And he's like I'm gonna fucking
die.
Do it, yeah. And then you why they have footage of it, he rides the bicycle up the ramp,
nice,
and then he falls on the ground and cracks his skull open.
Holy
it's like
shit,
he was in a coma for the next 7 months.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. And then
he's like, medically died like 4 times.
Yeah.
God
he's just
damn.
Dragging his family through hell.
Yeah, yeah,
because he's like, yeah, I just gotta get an arm.
Well, it was
man.
So funny, I remember watching that, and it's right around the time
gnarly.
That Dave Mirra died, and it was like, it wasn't the other guy?
Yeah. What? I didn't even know Dave Mirra died.
A bunch
died,
of those guys
dude.
Died.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, duh. You know?
Yeah.
You ever, did you know people growing up who were like trying to get sponsored?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody I know.
Everyone
yeah.
pretended they were sponsored.
Yeah.
You could land one kickflip. You're like, yeah, I'm trying to get sponsored.
I'm trying to get fucking sponsored by Volcom.
Yeah.
I want to get sponsored for
up.
Beating off by Volcom. When we were talking about reading Rainbow earlier, I was thinking about beating off Rainbow. No, wait, hold on. Beating off bow. That was it.
Beating off bow.
Beating off bow.
Take
Rainbow
a look at a porno book. Beating off bow. And it's to teach kids about jacking off.
That's pretty
oh.
good.
Yeah.
Butterfly in this guy.
I can come twice as high.
I never watched that shit, dude. Reading's gay.
Yeah.
Well, no,
that's
dude,
how
it's
I felt.
Tight because you get to watch.
Dude,
it,
I was
so
like, PBS? Pretty bullshit.
That
that's what
the premise of that show was
Sesame
reading
Street?
Is super gay.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
Yeah. No, cool kid shows to watch were like Ren and Stimpy, fucking Terminator. Oh,
yeah. South Park.
South Park.
That was a movie.
Yeah. Porn, Stern on E!
Yeah, I watched it. Hardcore pornography. Yeah. Racist pornography.
Yeah, two racist
guns.
People fighting.
Triumph
yeah.
of the Will.
Yeah.
Birth of a Nation.
Birth
that was my
nation.
My favorite movie growing up was Birth of a Nation. Yeah.
Rape at gunpoint.
Snuff films.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
cool.
Footage of soldiers in Iraq gang raping yeah. sus.
A video
women.
of those Chechens sticking a combat knife underneath a Russian young Russian soldier's trachea, sawing through it above a pile of rocks. That was my. I watched that more than Sesame Street.
Every day,
yeah.
So eat my cereal.
The Nick Berg video.
ISIS yeah. beheadings.
Yeah, my
cartel executions.
Well, I had a special type of Apple Jacks on the back. You had to connect the dots and draw Muhammad.
I got to tell you, nothing has gotten me quite as hard as drawing a really beautiful picture of Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I was trying to do a fucking joke for like months last year, and it's like funny in my head, but it just bombed every time I did it live about going to a police sketch artist and just describing Muhammad.
Yeah.
It's funny, right? But it's yeah. fucking just frowns all around. I don't yeah. know if that's me or just audiences or I'm just an idiot.
No, that's hilarious.
It.
No, it's the audience. It's always the audience. The thing is like, even if you're the shittiest comedian in the world, you're probably still a better comedy audience member than the majority of like comedy audiences. So it's always the audience.
Yeah.
You know?
It did seem, it seemed like one of those things where people were like, is this okay? Which is just rampant.
Well, what I like, this is a big inconsistency I like to point out, is so people are flabbergasted that they could be offended that you could draw Muhammad. Like, well, how could you get offended? Yet here, we're not allowed to draw swastikas in the library. They ask you to leave. They ask you to replace all those copies of The Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah, and I said I only drew it on 7 pages. And it's not even permanent marker. It's,
I only drew it on pages 14. Yeah,
I did it in gel pens. So you have to reimburse me for the ink for my gel pens, my Milky pens.
You have to do a flip book to even make it all come together. You know, no one's going to see that shit.
I want all my fucking stickers back. all my Lisa Frank stickers that I drew out swastikas with, and the copy of Sorcerer's Stone. I remember, this is why libraries suck, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's 1984, man.
No, I used to love that shit, dude. I would go there, play Carmen Sandiego, play Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
In the library?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that poor kid shit, dude. Before we had video games, my mom would just take us there and shoot, and then we'd go shop at the bullshit, like that fake grocery store where you got cereal in like
in bags.
40-pound bags.
Yeah. Yeah, just fucking
great value. Like the great value store. Got everything.
Kids
the
in
meat,
a trough.
Just dog food.
The meat was so bad, dude, at those grocery stores. The meat was just horrendous. It was so fucking...
They were like dollar stores and shit, right?
Huh?
You're talking about like dollar stores.
It was like a dollar... It was like a dollar store.
It's the grocery stores where they don't have like the floors finished.
Yeah,
it's just bare concrete.
No, dude. Costco's nice.
Yeah, well, that's like a membership thing. That's because they save money and they also pay their employees real well.
Yeah, Costco's a good company.
That's why they can't afford the floors.
No, yeah. There's like grocery stores where half the shit is still in a cardboard box.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even bother unpacking.
Yeah, there were no bags.
The most depressing grocery store I've ever been in my entire life is at Myrtle and fucking... it's like Myrtle and Throop or Myrtle and like... You go up, there's a fucking awful smell. There's like a hum. Everything's like set up where you can only enter and exit one way. So there's,
oh,
you know,
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
IKEA style?
Yeah, sort of. But it feels like a prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like barbed wire around the cat food.
Well,
yeah.
Someone's got to keep those fucking cat moms out of there. Steal
the
your
bodega
toilet paper.
Cats, dude. They come in and get a little fucking...
Well, the old commando headbands. You've been to the White Castle on Myrtle?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I went there alone.
Is that closed?
No. The one over by Legion closed, but this one down here is open. And I was riding my bike home from some bar the other night or whatever, and I stopped there because I had I was shitting blood for a while. I had to go to the hospital. Yeah. I had diverticulitis. I was just rampantly shitting blood.
What's
for like
diverticulitis?
A month. It's like these weird fissures that form in your colon that people get after 40, but I'm fucking 30.
Nice,
I just got
them
from like PBR and shit. and they get infected, and then you just shit blood. It's pretty fucking gross.
Nice.
I got it all cleared up. Kind of. So but I didn't know what was happening. So I was just like fucking having to run to the bathroom real bad a lot. And I was riding my bike from Flatbush, it's like 45 minutes. So I see White Castle in the middle of the night. It's like this, you know, bright, glowing white building. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost kind of hungry. So I go in there and I'm like, all right,
so you're shitting blood and you're like, I could get a little fucking White Castle.
Yeah,
that'll help this
but
out.
But the deal is you have to buy something and they won't let you use the restroom.
Right,
so I order some food and then I'm like, can I have the little fucking beep boop, you know, the fucking spy passcode for the bathroom to get in? And I open the bathroom and it's like, have you ever seen Trainspotting?
Yeah.
The worst toilet in Scotland or whatever. Somebody just shit all over the walls.
Yeah. Dude, that happened to me. I went into the fucking bathroom in the McDonald's on Delancey. And you have to put in a quarter, so it's not even for customers.
That's
it's
illegal.
Like, and I go in there, dude. Not only was there shit all over the toilet and the seat, which I'm fine. That's happened. It's New York. Yeah. You know, there's going to be. There was blood. There was fucking. Someone had, like, cut themselves.
I was there half an hour before that.
Yeah. And there was fucking blood all over the seat and the floor. And it's like, get your fucking shit together, dude.
God damn.
It's like, this is why you're homeless. If you can't even shit in the toilet, you know, like that, well, like, I just need a job. No, you need to learn shitting
to
first.
Aim. Your asshole aim needs to improve.
You think you're going
to
be, what, like in an office and people are just going to talk? he used to be homeless, so, you know, they got him a haircut and, you know, he knows how to not steal from the register anymore.
Yeah,
but
it's like some uplifting Will Smith movie.
Yeah, right.
It's to teach the guy to
shit. Happiness, yeah.
The pursuit of
not shitting.
The pursuit of crappiness.
Yeah, right.
Hey, there we are.
Yeah, there
so
it is.
So did you shit in there, dude?
No, so I couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it. Jesus. So then I went back out, and then they gave me my food. So then I just sat there with this, like, disgusting White Castle food. No, I just couldn't stop thinking about the fucking horrific scene I just saw. Like, trying to eat it while having to shit really bad and almost just wanted to throw up.
Horrible.
Then I just fucking threw the food away and went home.
Did you make it home? Did you shit your pants?
I made it home.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw this on the way home.
Yeah.
I was on a bike, so I got, like, it was real cold, so I couldn't really stop. I just saw this. You ever seen Into the Mouth of Madness?
No.
Yeah.
Remember that weird scene with that guy on the bicycle?
That's the Sam Neill movie, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That weird fucking just passing in the night ghostly guy on a bicycle?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so
that's such a weird movie, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's
crazy. That's like the movie where John Carpenter just went way too far with shitty special effects.
No,
it's like, what the fuck happened to you?
It's ridiculous. He made all the guitar solos himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, he's a great, like, musician.
Yeah,
I mean, Carpenter movie is the score, and they're great. You know, I mean, Christine is fucking amazing. We just rewatched Christine the other night.
Well, I liked it. I purchased it
as a tax write-off.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I saw these two like Hasidic Jews, right? And this is like middle of fucking nowhere, Brooklyn.
Why do people specify Hasidic Jews?
Well, because they had the
hats. You're
going to
be talking about Hasidic Coptic Christian.
Yeah. Hasids.
All right.
I'm Hasidic Muslim.
Well, that's right. I shouldn't assume. They could have been just dressed
What's
like that.
What's the deal with saying the whole thing?
Yeah. The Jerry bits. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not cutting off for any reason. This is just how I like kill time on the show.
Yeah, no.
It's by making someone else's story take 45 minutes.
I read you loud and clear, man. Also, this is not really going anywhere. Except
you also do that in real life, too.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
At the show.
Not to everybody, just to you, dude.
Okay. It's part of being alive. Don't treat me like Adam. Come on.
I'm only for the purposes of show business.
Show our guests the respect you don't show our good friend.
Like.
To be a faggot.
To be the white man.
To be
behind
hated.
Blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be Aryan. No one knows what it's like to be Aryan.
No one knows what it's like.
Why aren't there any like alt-right guys who are like beautiful ass Aryan motherfuckers?
And you know what's fucked up is those guys don't have any kind of guilt. If you're like some beautiful, handsome, you know, Nordic, whatever,
blue eyes,
you're not like, fuck, dude, I'm the worst one.
Yeah.
They don't have that. They're like, yeah, we have to make a house out of Legos and, you know, eat the raw fish. I don't know, whatever the fuck they do. I've been to IKEA 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
What were these Hasids doing, Jake?
Oh, okay. So one of them's walking. The other one, like, they're both like 6-foot-tall, full grown men. One of them's just up on the other guy's shoulders like a toddler. And he's just got his arms out like Mecha Shiva style from Venture Brothers. And like, I just fucking was like, I'm going too fast. I can't turn around and like ask them what this is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was like spooky as fuck.
Wait, sorry. They were doing like piggyback rides?
Yeah.
But on top of the other one's shoulders.
Like acrobats. Like a
That's like a dancing. That's like a thing.
Oh, they're practicing their dancing?
Yeah.
Maybe they had to go to a bat mitzvah.
It's called Hasidic Showtime.
Don't
they go around looking for pennies.
Yeah. Don't a bunch of Hasids like fuck
schnoz time?
A bunch of them
schnoz time?
Fuck trans hookers.
Really?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Why?
Because if you repress your sexuality to that degree, it just explodes.
Yeah.
You're also,
you know, it's like the veterans that come back and they pretend like they don't have PTSD and they just don't get it treated. And then eventually they fucking go on a killing spree.
Murder their family.
They're also separated from women for like until they get married.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely have like latent homosexuality. So if they fuck hookers, you know, like,
do you think they suck each other off and shit?
Yeah, we talked about this before. There's that documentary about gay Hasids.
Nice.
Did you hear about the guy that went rogue in New York like a few years ago and they threw bleach in his face?
No, what happened?
No, tried to leave?
Yeah, well, he started exposing like, you know, these like crazy sex
all the molestation
and shit.
Damn.
They threw fucking bleach in his face.
Damn, is he alright?
His eyebrows look amazing now.
His mustache is completely hidden.
Yeah. They bleach him and he's like, ah! And then he like looks up and he's like a beautiful Aryan man.
No, he's Milo.
It's like Squidward. Remember that episode of SpongeBob where they make him sexy as shit?
My only exposure to SpongeBob is through black memes.
Yeah, there's a good, there's
yeah,
a meme
black
with him.
People love SpongeBob. It's crazy. Yeah.
First of all, SpongeBob's great.
They love Arthur and they
I
love SpongeBob.
I never got into it.
You didn't? You never?
I thought you meant they love Dudley Moore, Arthur. I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
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 I did not know about this.
When you get lost between the moon and New York City.
I've never seen that one.
I know it's crazy.
The best that you be do. The best that you be do is fall in love.
Yeah, I've only seen the remake with
dude Christopher Cross
with
Christopher Cross. Hot take:
Russell,
the greatest Grant? Musician of all time.
I agree, dude. I think he's up there.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
He's a fucking beast, man.
Yeah, he's great, dude. I love just how like what a fat piece of shit he is.
I think the best
just
musician.
Just a dumpy,
world.
Just wearing like wearing cotton pants and slippers.
Hell yeah, all those dude. Guys that make that look. Like ultra romantic adult contemporary
yeah.
just look like Steve Bannon and shit.
They yeah, look like yeah, cleaned yeah. up Blake.
Yeah, well, they kind of. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Blake could 100% make.
Do you still see
like
Blake? What's he up to?
Yeah, I see him around a bit. He's still he just works at that fucking bar.
He's got a lifestyle that he just, you know, any other normal human being would have had to have quit like 15 years ago.
It's insane. Like I don't really, but the thing is like what he's doing is it's all based on inertia. Like, because every once in a while I've seen him in like a moment where he's like, I got to clean up. I got to quit.
Oh, he's been like that as long as I've ever known him.
But it'll last for like a day and he's like visibly like shaking. He's just like vibrating and shit and he freaks out. And the next time you see him, he's like back to just partying and
what's
stuff.
What's his lifestyle? Yeah. Fetus.
His lifestyle was in it being in a successful band like 25 years ago.
What was the band?
At Page 99. Yeah, he was in Slayer.
He looks like he was in Slayer.
Well, it's Blake's original name was Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Blake was in Delamitri, and after their success and downfall, he, you know, just continued part. I mean, he's just.
Well, we just both moved here around the same time, and we were like, all right, comedy, right? And then he just. Got a job at like a party bar and just like did massive amounts of cocaine. He's a
yeah.
fat comedian. Like it's just got bad news written all
over
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fat comedian.
Every time
fun.
I
yeah.
see him, I'm like, "How's it going?" He's like, "Great." And I'm like, yeah. "Whoa, really?"
Yeah. He either internalizes all of it or he's just one of those people that doesn't like give a shit.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, sometimes yeah. I think like. Maybe I'm wrong, man. Maybe this
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah. Blake's never seemed like he's been depressed as long as I've known him.
Yeah, because
he always seems happy.
Somebody lost his dog to, you know,
when it moved,
child care.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
When child protective
CPS,
services,
dog protective services, canine protective services.
Yeah.
The funniest shit was when Nick told me you were at a bar with Blake and he was hitting on a girl. And then some other dude that
oh,
was
oh, yeah, some
exactly
guy that,
like
a nerdier version of Blake, like, cocked him. Some other, because Blake was talking to this girl for, like, 2 hours, and then some other guy was like, m'lady, may I walk you to the train? And then she was like, okay. And then they just left and went and fucked. Blake's like, yeah, I don't like her anyways.
It's like that other Homer Simpson that walks into Moe's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the top hat and the fucking.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well,
R.I.P. Blake.
Yeah, too bad he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were we talking about before that? Christopher Cross?
Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross. Oh, I have a story about Jewish shit.
Yeah, hit it.
Go for it.
Wait, can I interject this? Did I ever tell that story about seeing the Hasidic fire department and laughing about
I think so but say it again
that, yeah, laughing yeah, about the, yeah. The Hasid fire department showing up to a yeah. fire like, not so much water, Jacob. Maybe a little bit less, perhaps. It's expensive water, you know. He's have a garden hose.
He's stepping on it. He's
yeah,
stepping
yeah,
on
yeah.
the hose.
Oh, just take it easy with all the water you're using here.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Yeah.
What's your Jew story?
My sister was engaged to a Jewish guy, and he took me to, I can't remember which holiday, it was the one where they dance around with the Torah. And
Halloween.
That's Halloween, yeah. It was at a store with just a ghost on the front. Yeah, and he was like, hey, like, under his breath, like, come over here, you know, you're kind of, like, swarthy looking, like, just, like,
yeah,
just hold it and dance for a little bit. Really funny, you know? And I'm not Jewish. I'm like half Mexican and shit. You know,
just Mexican Jews.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah. And the trick is if it, the name ends with a Z, that's how you know they're Mexican.
Actually, I looked that up. I might be like in the part Jew, like somewhere back there, but I'm not like a practicing.
Yeah, you got a couple of Z's in there.
Z's. Lopez, Martinez. I'm falling asleep all the time.
You know, yeah, that was going to say. That's why Mexicans love putting Z's in there.
So I'm like talking to him about it afterwards, like, oh, that was funny. That was kind of a goof, you know? Like, you think they would get mad, you know? And he's like, they'd get pretty mad. But if they, but if a woman danced with this fucking thing, they would kill her. Like, it's like so unfair. It's like, why is that a slap on the wrist if I'm openly bashing your religion here?
That shit's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
religion's tight, especially how, when they treat the way they treat.
Yeah,
women.
I saw a fucking like two acidic women on the train, and one of them had her like, you know, pocket Torah or whatever, and she's reading it, and she's like, you know, mouthing all of the words and like bobbing up and down to it. And in my head, I just started like doing the like, lose yourself in the moment. That was a good laugh for me.
Dude, I want to save one. I want to save a Hasidic woman with her wig. I want red romantic comedy.
She would never leave the church again.
Huh?
If
trying to dick her down good, dude. Yeah. Show her the way of fucking, you know, what secular life, dude.
Yeah.
I got the secular dick for that ass, dude.
Well, what you should go do is hang out in like Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and get all those Rumspringer tunes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Girls gone Rumspringer.
Now we're talking. Dude, let's go. Let's go to fucking market again.
I love going to Amish markets and making eye contact with the women. That is my favorite shit to do. Just hold the eye contact as long as you can. Which is a type of sexual assault, probably. You know? It's definitely crossing a boundary. But you know, maybe I'm just grateful about how good their soft pretzels are.
Yeah, they do have great fried chicken.
Oh, holy shit, dude. The food is amazing.
Great fried chicken, great toffee.
Which is weird because it's like, it makes me think, like, you know, people talk about like how hard it must have been to live in the 1800s. It's like, it seems like the food was amazing.
But did you get it, though?
That's all you have in your life is fucking food. So they would make food that tasted really good.
Nah, dude, they were like eating gruel and shit day to day.
No, you know, actually,
it's all pretzels.
In the late 1800s, if you made it out of, like, it would be not accounting for, like, the mortality rate of children and, like, pregnant women or whatever. Yeah, women having children. If you take that out, people had the same, like, lifespans they do now.
Really?
You aren't a woman or were never a child.
Yeah. Because their diets were great, because they ate nothing but, like, fucking beets.
Right, you know? Right. They ate that good
and
shit.
Like, yeah, it was like...
And there was no fucking... You weren't getting cancer from, like, cell phones and shit.
The best thing for you for, like, longevity is, like, calorie restriction more than anything.
I don't know, man. I went to a Taco Bell in that part of the country one time. They asked me if I want ranch dressing with, like, my shitty tacos.
That sounds pretty good, dude.
It was disgusting.
Well, cancer is anytime you eat anything, I mean, there's a chemical process happening in your body and you increase, like, the risk for cell mutation, free radicals, and anything that can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. So if you could perfect your body by doing nothing but cocaine all the time, so you don't need food, You would live forever.
Yeah,
you'd just be a cocaine vampire. I think we discovered Blake's secret.
Oh, yeah.
I subsist off pussy juice alone.
Mm-hmm.
At this, that's what I'm trying to get.
An
to.
IV?
Yeah, I have just an IV of pussy juice.
Yeah, an IVAGINA.
You just wear a wristband if you go to the hospital.
Yeah. Like a medical alert bracelet. I wanted to get one of those for the NYC Guido voice account, just to have like... get a couple of them, and you know, once it would say like diabetes, and they would say high blood pressure. I told you about this idea.
Yeah, because you were gonna use my wrist.
Yeah, I was gonna use your fat fucking hand and wrist. When it says diabetes, heart pressure.
I'm the official hands. Yeah. Of the NYC Guido voice, by the way.
Heart pressure, and then one that just says marinara, and then you take a picture of the hand holding like Magnum condoms, and it just says only thing I use, baby.
Yeah.
With all the medical alert bracelets clearly visible.
That's very good.
That was the idea.
We'll do it.
I don't know. I remember going to the place and seeing how much the medical alert bracelets cost.
How much?
Although I was broke at the time. They were a lot, dude. They weren't fucking cheap at all.
What, like $5?
No, they were more than that. They were like $15, $20.
What?
Yeah.
Just go to the hospital because you're shitting blood and then give a fake name.
Yeah, and then you're going to say, bracelet. I think I'm allergic to marinara. You put that on the medical alert bracelet.
Yeah.
Dude, it's worth it. That's a write-off, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I only use Magnums, too, so I have a lot in common with that.
Yeah, you can write off condoms if you're buying prostitutes.
What if you went to, like, the Bunny
Vegas?
Ranch?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Dude.
If it's a business trip, yes.
It's a business trip, boys.
Yeah.
We got to go. Cumtown goes to Cumtown.
We got our meeting with the Japanese coming up.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know how much
Prime Minister Yokohama
I wrote off $2 billion in sharking expenses.
It's our big meeting with the Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, man. That'd be okay. So funny if there were just three Japanese guys that looked like you guys.
Yeah. Well, Adam looks just Japanese.
Yeah. The Bukkake boys.
Adam dresses like a Manhattan Japanese boy.
Yeah, that's a compliment, I think.
Yeah. You go skull cap that's like perfectly rolled, so it's in a circle around your head where there's no, you know, grating to the back of your head, and then they wear like triple XL shirts and then tight black jeans, and they smoke cigarettes like French models and fucking go in and out of the stores on St. Mark's.
You know, a really weird thing is, like, no matter what university campus you're at in the United States, there's a crew of like hypebeast Korean and Japanese kids smoking 1,000 cigarettes outside the library.
Yeah.
For some reason, they just send them over to the United States, and that's all.
Remember
they
that
do.
Video that UCLA girl? They're like, "There's too many freaking Asians in the library."
Awesome.
That was the best.
That's like, my wife, by the way.
And
that woman got married.
Like, no, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. 25-minute long tirade.
Yeah. I was doing a satirical character based on someone that looks and sounds exactly like me.
You know, those unhinged stream of consciousness rants can be really well planned.
Yeah. That you edit and then upload. First of all, nothing ever uploads to YouTube properly the first time. It takes 9 or 10 tries to fucking get anything to upload.
What about that girl that beat off in the library? Let's not forget other great
Sunderland. Yeah, what's her name? Something Sunderland.
She had some juicy titterinas.
She's in Marquette.
She's been on Kumia's show.
Yeah.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
Is she doing porn now?
She was already doing porn when that happened.
She's an absolute ledge. Absolutely. She's a massive ledge.
Yeah, definite ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also married that woman.
I fucked your wife, bitch.
God damn it. All right, folks. Well, thanks for joining us. Remember to check out Jake's show. I don't know if this is not going to air for like a month.
Oh, man, my podcast will be up by then.
Yeah.
So listen to Mr. Cleo. It's a fake psychic hotline where I'm drunk.
Hell yeah, dude.
Cool.
Yeah. And, is it on iTunes or?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Okay.
As always. Sorry, I stepped on you. As always, Funny Mobs, the 4th Monday of the month. They come on, everybody.
Yes, bitch.
You can find us there.
Yep. Okay. All right. Bye.